Nom, nom, nom. I hear you knocking. Knock three times.
MMO Medford.
I am the one who knocks.
Hello, everyone. This is Kim, and you are listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Free From Radio. It is another beautiful Friday morning, as always, on PAG, and we have a long-awaited guest. I feel like we've been trying to coordinate this for a while now, to be honest. Honey, do you love me? Here in the studio today. Do you want to introduce yourself and your band, please?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thank you so much for having us. It's fucking awesome to be here.
Of course. Also, no Edwards.
Oh, okay, sorry. It's really awesome to be here.
freaking awesome.
It's freaking awesome. Freaking stoked. Yeah, I'm Sam Nelson. I play rhythm guitar, and I sing for Honey, Do You Love Me. On lead guitar, we got Joey Hanks. Bass, we got Tony Sling. And on drums, we got Jules Gowans.
Amazing. And for those who don't know, I saw this awesome boy band last night at the Lily Pad. I was going to see Layla Lam, who came on a few weeks ago. If you're a loyal listener, you know she's awesome. And Honey, Do You Love Me played right after, and I was like, oh my god, they're coming on my show tomorrow. So I had a little sneak peek. It was kind of weird though. I was like, oh, like this is weird, like I'm like perceiving these people like before, like they're in the space that I meet them, and like, oh my god. But but I'm excited. You guys were impressed me, and I don't know, I'm very excited to hear firsthand now, not in a room full of people, my own show. But yeah, so let's just go right ahead, get okay. into it.
Wonderful. This first one's called Rock Bottom.
Is he here? Are you making out? I can hear you guys on the couch. Shut up and make out. There's something already. I'm waiting. After reading that text from your friend, I started losing all my confidence. So I'll stay tired. I know soon I'll be bailing. Then you ask if I gotta leave, and I wish that I could say no. Catch my goddamn breath. To hell with the spins, I'm staying. There's no good reason why I should leave your bed tomorrow. You can watch planet Earth and brainstorm tattoos. To hell with class, I'm skipping. Let's order food and sleep in. I've got so much to do. But it's okay, cause whatever, forever. To hell with the spins, I'm staying. There's no good reason why I should leave your bed tomorrow. We can watch planet Earth and brainstorm tattoos.
Oh, love it. Love it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, am I pressing the right button? I don't know. that was great. So assuming you're playing all originals.
Actually, we have a few covers in here. Oh. And that one was one. That was by a band called Modern Baseball.
Oh, cool.
I'm sure, yeah.
Cool.
Not too underground, but.
Right. okay, awesome. So mix. It's a mix today.
It's a nice, heavy on the originals, but, you know, sprinkling in a few.
Right. A few little fun ones. You got to.
Exactly.
So what year are you guys?
We're all sophomores at Berkeley.
Oh, you're sophomores. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, you know, the sophomore year is the best year, in my opinion.
It's all right.
We're, me and Daniel are juniors. Michelle is a senior. She's leaving us. In my opinion, sophomore year is the best year because you're not a freshman anymore. So, you know, nothing can get worse than that. Then you don't really have to worry about stuff like that much yet. But, like, you're still having fun, but then it's a little bit more serious. Mm. I don't know.
No, I think you're right. I don't know. I feel like it just gets busier, though.
Yeah, it's just, which is good.
It's good, but it's just like,
yeah. It is a little scary.
It gets to be something.
So you guys are all loving Berkeley. You're having fun.
Absolutely.
Great. That is awesome.
We're doing what we want to do. So.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good.
You guys have been a band, because I think you reached out like last semester or something.
Yeah, we started out last year, like right at the beginning.
Okay.
So we're good. We're going on strong into our second year.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. Everyone gets along. You're all friends.
Yep.
That is very positive. that's what you need.
Exactly. A good environment.
Yes, exactly. okay. Well, keep playing and then we will keep talking.
Okay, wonderful. This one's called 1435.
At 1435, I wrote out my last vow to you. Left it in your mailbox, let it fade in my rear view. I can't wait till tomorrow comes by, then you'll have to go back out to the west coast where you say you miss the snow. You miss the snow. Walked into the party, no one even seemed to care. My pockets filled with forks and knives, your flowers. I wrote out my last vow to you and saw you dance with her while I was smoking on the roof. I'll throw it off the fire, the dust, the wind will take it home. Back out to the west coast.
Love it. Original?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. So, do you guys have anything released? What's your...
Yeah, we actually have two singles and an EP released on Spotify
wow.
right now.
Already?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's awesome. But we're working on writing more. It's a little hard being busy and all that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah, classes and
exactly.
you're playing shows.
Mm-hmm. And work and such.
Yes, yes, yeah. that's how it goes. Well, that is very impressive. Like, I feel it's interesting to hear, like, if people from Berkeley have things released or not, because some people, like, are machines and they
yeah.
put it out.
It's, yeah, it's
like
it's
crazy.
It's a little bit intimidating.
Yes.
To, like, see that, but then it's just like a dual-edged sword at the same time.
Yes, but also some people have so many music that they've written and they perform all this original music, but they're like, oh, none of it's released. And I'm like, guys, you've got to release it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. So that's good on y'all for getting into it quickly.
Thank you.
Where is everyone from? How did you guys meet? What's the origin story?
So I'm originally from Minnesota. Joey over here, the guitarist, is from St. Louis, Missouri. Tony is from New Jersey. And Jules is from California. Bay Area, yeah? Yeah, Bay Area.
Cool.
Joey and I were actually roommates last year, so that's how this whole thing started. And then one day, Tony decided to sit with us at lunch.
Aww.
And I actually met Jules on the first day in our orientation group.
Aww,
so
that
it
is
all,
so cute.
It all came together.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And you just hit it up perfect amount of people for the band, perfect
exactly.
amount of instruments.
It was
wow.
it all worked out perfectly.
It
and
was
Jules
fate.
Actually is a guitar principal at Berkeley,
oh.
but he is just such a talented multi-instrumentalist that he
right.
said that he would just practice, and he did, and he's just an incredible drummer now. So
wow.
it all worked out for the best.
That's really cool. So you guys, yeah, what is everyone studying at Berkeley? Do you know yet?
I'm studying music education.
Cool.
Joey is studying MP&E, music production and engineering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tony, are you going into pro music? From music, and Jules is IRP, which is independent recording and production.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. I know, I always learn about all these majors all the
yeah.
time, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know about that
majors.
One. Like, little concentrations.
Exactly.
But that's really cool. So diverse. So I'm guessing you guys then produce your own stuff, engineer, record your
yep,
own stuff.
Yep, Joey is a very talented producer and engineer and such, so
cool.
we're very lucky to have... Everything
yeah.
we need right
yes,
here.
Yes, you have your whole toolkit.
Exactly.
Awesome. And do you write your songs together? Do you mostly write the songs?
More so at the beginning, it was more so me, but now we're like moving more towards a collaborative,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's hard to write music.
Yeah.
To get, well,
it's,
there's pros and cons.
Exactly.
I was just thinking about that. Me and Michelle are in a band, and I was thinking this morning about writing originals, and I was like, like I'm a very independent person. I love to work with people, but it's really hard for me sometimes, especially in like a creative context.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because creativity is scary.
Mm-hmm.
But like sometimes it comes really easy if you're just like with people that you gel with and are compatible
yeah.
with. So
everybody, yeah, the worry, it's just, everybody's different. Everybody likes different things and has different sounds, but
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a really like fun, interesting process to
yes.
try and amalgamate all of those sounds.
Amalgamate.
Right?
Oh my God. Daniel's acapella group is the Amalgamates.
Oh, wonderful.
Tops acapella.
Tops acapella.
It's very serious. Okay. Keep playing.
Okay. Wonderful. This next one's called Mass. And this is not an original, but this is by one of my friends named Jimmy. Open up your mind, see my point of view. 2 years now gone by, and I still dream of you. Heard you made another potion, replacing your anxiety meds, fixing all your antidepressants with the power that's inside of your head. I heard you moved to Boston, where the air quality is low. Heard that your new boyfriend doesn't like to shovel snow. How you like Massachusetts?
It's a shame that the Patriots suck. Telling me that you're gonna lose it, 'cause your ex doesn't call you enough. What? Sunset's still the same. I'm still suckered too. I've got 13 days and I've got less to lose. Heard you made another potion. Nice. Out of your head. I heard you moved to Boston, where the air quality's low. Heard that your new boyfriend doesn't like to shovel snow. How you like Massachusetts? It's a shame that the Patriots suck. Telling me that you're gonna lose it, 'cause your ex doesn't call you enough. What? Try to make it make a little sense, man. Thought you said she was evil as heck. Telling me that you're gonna lose it. Telling me that you've had enough. Heard you move to Boston, where the air quality's low. Heard that your new boyfriend doesn't like to shovel snow.
Love it. Not an original.
Not an original. But it's on, I have to plug his music, Jimmy the Florist and Walking Blue on Spotify and Apple Music. He's an incredible songwriter.
Love it. Yeah, that was great. What are my other questions? So, okay, yeah. What, you guys are very backseat lovers.
Mm, thank you. I appreciate that.
You sound really similar to, I don't know who the lead singer, I don't know their names, but, you sound very similar. Your voice. When did you start singing? What's your journey?
I started out singing when I was very young, but I started in like the choral world. So I started out like doing choir. I was in a lot of operas actually. I got to sing in a lot of fun, like, big concert halls with like big orchestras and such. But then as I got older, I kind of sadly steered away from the classical side.
That's okay. Doesn't have to be sad.
I don't know. It was nice though. But yeah. Then I started getting into more like contemporary music, writing my own stuff around like ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided that I wanted to go to Berklee my senior year. And then thank God it all worked out.
Right.
And I'm here now.
Yes. That's how it goes. That's cool. Nice. So, What was I going with it? Oh, so yeah, like what artists do you find inspiration from?
Like most, kind of like an all around artist that I love to draw from is like Peach Pit. Some of my earlier stuff I really liked, like Lizzie McAlpine and Noah Kahan. While I first moved here and I was really sad, those really
New England,
exactly. but as of recent, like things like Pine Grove and Modern Baseball, Slaughter Beach Dog as well is a wonderful artist. So all of those artists, like, their songwriting and their skills and their lyricism really is just awesome.
Daniel literally called that. He was like, Peach Pit, Pine Grove. And then you're like, Peach Pit, Pine Grove. Love that.
Yeah,
Peach Pit. Oh, I love Peach Pit.
Peach Pit is like hands down my favorite. We actually have a Peach Pit cover at the second to last song. So
yay.
That's just look forward to. I'm not spoiling it. It's fine.
No, yeah. I've Peach Pit. My older sister, well, I give credit for so much of my like personality to my older sister.
Yeah.
But in high school, like when I was a freshman, she was a senior, we would drive to school together, and like so much of the music she would play is like the music that I, you know, copied and just like found all my music from her. But she loved Peach Pit. Her and her best friend in high school, like, just love them, and that is very nostalgic for me. But they're so great. And I can definitely see the influence there. I've never seen them live, though. I feel like there's been so many times.
So incredible live. It's actually crazy.
Yeah, there's been so many times where I'm like about to go, and then it just like doesn't work or something happens.
If you ever get the chance, I absolutely recommend
it. Okay. That I will. Next time. Okay, keep playing.
Okay, wonderful. This next one, we're going to slow it down. This is called The Perfect Cup for Coffee, and this is the first single that we ever released.
I wish I'd never met you. I wish that I could lie. I wish the timing worked out. I wish the stars aligned. I wish that I could hate you for things I wish you did. I wish that you could stay mine. I wish it wasn't this. I'll miss you and your temper. I'll miss the way you laugh. I'll miss you in the morning and even after that. I'll miss the way you called me when you would miss me too. I'll miss all of our arguments, oh God, how I'll miss you. 'Cause I still wear your shirt to bed, it makes me cry. And I still read the letter that you wrote me last July. And my mom likes you more than any other girl I know, but what's worse is I'm the one who has to go. I'm leaving and not bringing you with. I still remember laughing, remember all the nights. Remember when I'd say to you, I love you more than light. Remember how you'd call me when I would think too fast. Remember when we both agreed the distance never lasts. 'Cause I still wear your shirt to bed, it makes me cry. And I still read the letter that you wrote me last July. And my mom likes you more than any other girl I know, but what's worse is I'm the one who has to go. I'm leaving and not bringing you with. Not bringing you with. I love that. Very melancholy.
Yeah, it was a rough time moving here.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no.
But we're on the up now. We're feeling better.
Yeah.
Writing happier music now.
Totally get it. I'm also from California, not the Bay Area, but I'm from San Diego. So definitely a far move.
Yeah.
For like everybody here, far move. It's hard, but it gets easier.
It does.
So.
And that's, yeah, that's the beauty of sophomore year, too.
Yes, exactly.
Finally, it seems real.
Yes.
Everything here seems
like,
real.
Okay, this is, like, my home now.
Exactly.
This is my life. I live here.
It's a little weird, but.
Yeah. You get used to it.
Get used to it, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That's the year to do it.
Yes. What do things look like in the future for y'all? Do you have things? Are you recording right now? Or are you just trying to play shows?
We're kind of in like a weird limbo right now. It's kind of one of us, me, has really bad writer's block right now. So we're kind of trying to work around that. But then also we have some shows coming up. We have a show at Midway Cafe February 22nd. That's going to be awesome. That's the next show that we have coming up, I think. But so we're kind of just working on getting tighter, working on our pocket, and just working on being together, mostly.
Cool. Yeah. Love it. I was talking to Layla Lamb about this. Berkeley doesn't have, like, a house show, basement show scene.
It depends on who you ask. There is, like, okay, certain ones, but they're not... They're very hard to get into. It's very... Mm. Not clicky, I don't want to say, but it's just there's a lot of people who want to do a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to like book out really far too, because they're usually booked out really far. But luckily we have an amazing manager, Aviv. She's incredible.
Yay.
She does everything for us. We don't even have to worry about it.
Ugh, queen.
Exactly, right? But it takes a lot of it off our plates. But
yeah,
it's fun, and house shows are just kind of hard to pull off with.
Yeah.
Totally. Noise and such.
Yes. Yeah. It's always.
Yeah.
It's a little. Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. I've been making a lot of, what's the word? Like, parallel. I don't know if anyone knows what this is. I've been making a lot of parallels between Berkeley and BizTown. I don't know if anyone knows what BizTown is other than me and maybe people that I went to middle school with, but it's basically like this place that you go, I guess it's a San, I don't know, maybe it's a Southern California thing, but you go there in middle school and you all get a job and it's like a mini town, and you're just there for the day and you're like working as.
Yeah, I had a thing called Career Day.
Well, it's not that,
it's not
but
that?
It's similar.
Okay.
Like you are in this like building and it's like a fake town, like there's like a police office, there's like there's everything, like there's McDonald's. I was the mayor of this town. So
that's not a small feat.
No,
good
I know
you.
That was my peak. But like it's just so funny, all these little middle schoolers, like there's a judge, like you have a trial, like it's like a whole thing, and I'll never forget it. And Berkeley is just like that to me, because you guys, it's like,
yeah,
it's like the music industry, but like,
yeah, wait, I, yeah, I hear
you know what I mean?
Now. It's just like a mini version.
Yes. It's a mini version,
yeah.
And it's really cool. But it's just so like, it's just so cool. Well, it's cute and it's cool, but everyone like has their little job and you all like, you all have your specialty. I guess this is just college, but like,
but
you guys are all in the same genre,
yeah.
So it all like, it's different. I don't know.
No, it was really, last year honestly felt kind of like a boarding school, like being in the dorms and like only doing music.
Right.
Which is bad. I'm not complaining about only doing music, but it was just very, it was a lot for sure.
It's definitely a change
from
high school where you're doing like,
and it felt
everything.
Like just because we were doing all the same classes like over and over again, it was just like,
yeah,
but I loved it. It was awesome, and I'm so happy to be here. I think we all are.
Yeah, yeah. You basically like skip your first two, because like at any other whatever, like at Tufts, like your first 2 years are just like random stuff. Like you're taking random classes, trying to figure out what you want to do, and then your last 2 years are like, okay, you're taking the same stuff a lot of the time. But you guys just go in and you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, BizTown has been my like BizTown Berkeley comparison.
I'll ask around.
If anyone knows
what
BizTown is. No one knows. I thought it was like a thing everybody did. But it's just one of those things.
But it's not Career Day?
No. Different. But yeah, that's that. Keep playing.
Okay, for sure. Should we do Red Lights? Yeah. Our next song is going to be called Red Lights. And, I wrote this last year. Okay, yeah. Sorry, we're just figuring out our set on the show. But I wrote this last year around the same time that I wrote the first song that we released, and it was kind of just like, I was having a lot of fun with open tunings, which is always a good thing. Oh, my headphones got all wrapped up. Aviv, would you hand me my guitar, please? That's why we need a manager. Yes, that guitar.
Oh, you're good.
Thank you.
Yeah, totally. For everyone who doesn't,
Joey,
well, no one can see anyone right now. Oh, he doesn't have his headphones on. But he has a like orange epiphany, bright orange guitar. It's beautiful. And we're switching guitars.
And that's why you need a manager.
And that's why you need a manager.
Because they can get your guitar while I can't hear anything that you're saying.
No, it's okay. I was just talking about your beautiful orange guitar.
Yeah, this one's called Red Lights.
Two months have gone by, do you still think of me? My mom said she called you and that you're happy. I don't mean to bother, but I have to know. Would you still be the one if I still was back home? I remember kissing in red lights while driving you home, going too fast on the interstate. When I was alone, you always said that you loved me to be safe on the road, but now I lost my license and I'm always stoned. I'm dying to know how you felt since my car drove away. And I can't call you back, 'cause I'd cry. God, that's selfish of me. So selfish of me. My heart's getting heavy, my lungs feel like shit. I wanna remember, but I don't wanna quit. How is cold weather? I miss it a lot. I'm often not. Do you like to think about leaving and flying out east, staying in an apartment, not paying the lease? I would be right there with you to help and to please, but you're not on the East Coast. Drove away. And I can't call you back, 'cause I'd cry. God, that's selfish of me. Always think back to those red lights. Your hand I could always hold down, 'cause you said to be safe on the road. I would go to you. Not sure what I'd say.
I love that.
Thank you.
That's great. original?
Yes, original. Yeah.
Cool. So you have multiple originals released, singles released, and a full EP.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Was that on the EP or was that a single?
That was our second single called
Red Lights.
Single.
Yeah. So you just played your first one also. And now that's your second one. Wow. oh my gosh, wow. What other questions do I have for you guys? I feel like we're really getting to know each other. what has been your most embarrassing or crazy story while performing?
On a song that we're not playing today called Brito, we have these really fun hits that we do. But a lot of the, while we were starting out on those, we did not always have them the best. So we really fell apart sometimes in some performances, but we always got it back together.
Right.
So, and if that's the most embarrassing thing that happened, I'm pretty happy with that. So.
Okay. Okay. That's good. So no one has like fallen.
I don't think.
Or,
has
like,
anything bad happened here? Joey's guitar was too high, I guess, and that's a pretty bad thing.
Shoot.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is bad. And the show, I wasn't there the entire set, but
yeah, it was really
from what
fun.
I saw, it was great. How was the ending? How'd it go?
I think it went pretty good. We're about to play the last two songs that we played at the show, so.
Cool. Oh, perfect.
You can see
for
yourself, actually.
I'll finish up the show in my head. okay, we'll get into it. Go ahead.
Okay, wonderful. This is a cover of Peach Pit. It's called Black Licorice.
I'm so wasted, I don't mind. Wait a little and you'll see I can be that guy. Straight up wasted all the time. He knows he'll have to carry me home, and he'll say that's fine, 'cause he's my baby, he won't mind. Allie goes in just like me, but she's on the stride of keeping her shit right in line. Just black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the bowl. I'm just black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the bowl. I'm just black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the bowl.
Love it. Is that off their like most recent album?
No, that is off their second album.
Okay. I don't know if I really know that song, but I really liked it. I feel like I just don't know like the names of their songs.
That's fair.
I'm not.
They have a lot of popular songs that are kind of just like, oh, I heard that song before. Right. It's great.
Yeah. 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 That's kind of where I'm at, but love them. They're great. Another guitar change. Oh my gosh, yeah, right. Guys. Okay. Oh, we should do a PSA. That's what I forgot. Can you go grab the PSA binder? We can do that after the next song. I always forget about the PSA, but you know, gotta do your due diligence as a radio show host. So what else? Do you guys have any more covers for us? Was that the last cover?
That was the last cover.
Okay. So everything else is originals.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Get into it.
Okay, this one's called Blame the Noise. Oh, better turn my guitar up.
I'll admit it's hard to keep you off my mind sometimes. Prayers I mummed alone while lying on your bed that night. Talking on the lawn, but girl, you're on your own. I'm high. Left me all alone, but what did I deserve? Cause Quincy lost his goddamn mind. Nights like these, I know they really seem to drag. Sometimes, walking down the stairs, attracted by the bright blue light. Then he'd take my hand and say that it's all fine. Cause you're all that I need. Kills me to say that you're killing me. And I know your parents disagree, but I think that we're alright. Then I smell on your breath what I smell all the time. Back home alone, I blamed it on the noise that night. Thought you might have known, it isn't like there were no signs. Stories I forgot, but know they had at least two sides. Sleeping on the dirt, but dream under your bed. Cause you're all that I. It kills me to say that you're killing me. And I know your parents disagree, but I think that we're alright. And I smell on your breath what I smell all the time. And I know in your heart you believe that you're right. And I know you'll probably disagree, but I think your hair looks nice. Then I smell on your breath what I kept at mine.
Love it. Awesome.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your writing process and, like, when did you write these? Are these, like, lyrics from high school back in the day? Like, when are you writing this?
So I wrote this song over last January with my friend Thomas, who is from New Jersey, as well as Jimmy. I don't know what it is in New Jersey, but they are incredible songwriters. But just, we had gone to a party and the cops showed up. And it just kind of like, we made a song about the night. Quincy's not a real person. Quincy didn't lose his goddamn mind. But, you know, it's just fun to say things.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. He just has a way with words that makes anything kind of seem really cool and able to put it in a song. So I wrote the guitar lick over the first semester. And then I brought it home for winter break. And he said, we can work with this. And then we really got it down. And it was awesome.
That's cool. I love that. So you and your friend from home wrote the song together.
And that actually is the name of our first EP, My Friends Back Home.
Oh, would you look at that? You set me up perfect. That's really cool. So on all streaming platforms,
All streaming platforms.
Honey, do you
honey
love me?
Do
honey,
like
honey
the
do
fruit?
Like the fruit.
Exactly. You, letter, and then love me.
Love it. And a question mark?
And a question mark.
Cool. So check them out. I am going to read a quick little PSA. Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to, oh, so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. Public service message from Dolphone Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio. That's a new PSA, so I had to read it. It's probably getting read a lot this week because everyone's like, oh, it's new. But so true. You can come to events at Tufts. We have a lot of cool music events. I will plug that. I work for the music tech staff. We have multiple events a week. We just had a Qawwali performance, which was apparently like crazy. The loudest Distler Hall has ever been, I've heard. So you missed it if you weren't there. But pull up to Tufts music events and events in general. Plug Tufts. Yes. Okay. That's all I have to say. keep lying.
Okay. One more, two more. What are you thinking?
Me. I'm thinking probably one more.
Yeah,
is good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We got one more. This one's called
cool.
Britta. This
Thank
is the one
you.
I was talking about that we used to mess up, but we hopefully don't anymore. Keep my meds inside my grinder, 'cause I have it all the time, but I won't take them when I'm high. Brita's empty, microwaves at me, says time's 5:59, but it's really 3:15. Got half an ounce inside my desk, a felony, payroll arrest. You can smell it from the hall. Do my laundry once a week, try my best to brush my teeth, push me up against the wall. I go back to tattoos, fill my arms with ink until I can ask you if you're alone tonight. Boston Turnpike ain't got shit on 35, 'cause what's a 7-minute train ride to a 20-hour drive? And we can both move down to Jersey, 'cause I know a couple guys. And then we winter out in Portland, 'cause the falls, they seem real nice. And I'll take Dayquil and wait till my little it kicks in, and I'll have the nerve to walk you back home tonight. Just take me home tonight.
say you're alone tonight, tonight.
Awesome. I had my mic muted, but I just said lit. You didn't mess it up.
Yeah, we were pretty tight. I'm pretty happy.
Okay. No, yeah. Fire yourself in the back.
Okay. Thanks to the drummer. Thanks to Jules.
Oh yeah. Shout out everyone.
Shout out the whole band.
Yeah. Well, thank you all so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Again, this was Honey Do You Love Me? Honey Do You Like the Fruit? You Like the Letter. And follow them on Instagram, follow Pag on Instagram, post Adolescence Glow. Stay tuned for everything. We have St. Celia coming up next, and I'm just so excited. Oh my God. I love them. Everyone loves them. And this was post Adolescence Glow. You're listening to 91.5 FM, Dolinfo, Medford, Tusk Free from Radio. And have a great day. Any last words? Any other things you want to plug?
I mean, you plugged us pretty well, but I mean, thank you guys again. This has been awesome.
Of course. We love to do it. We love to have you.
And you do it well.
Thank you. Oh, wait. Michelle, can you go switch to back to Rivendell in there? To Rivendell. Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. We're missing Constantine today. But Michelle is training for Studio B Queen. But thank you, everyone, and we will see you in about maybe 5 minutes, hopefully, maybe 10. Bye!
Any takes. Thank you.
I've been following in your footsteps. I've been trying just to be like a melody you sing. I've been dreaming of the day we met. I've been trying to show my love. Stepped outside of its path just to watch the way that it flows, like a river follows the landscape, and so begins to know every soul to change as it undertakes the music. It's like that my love comes of age, as it resonates, as it excavates, as it's rearranged in the shadow game. It takes hope.